really fantastic. So excited. So many years and so much work and effort in the making, collaboration amongst so many different groups, our employee groups at both resorts, and most importantly, the community throughout Park City. This is really the day, I think, that we've all been working towards, and so to see it happen and in a beautiful day with great snow, what more can we ask for?
And more snow on the way.
More snow on the way, exactly.
Because no matter how good your planning is, you can't control the weather, can you?
No, you can't. That's why we just have to wake up every day and, do a great job for our guests and for the community, and you got to let Mother Nature, do its thing too.
So great job for the guests and community. Let's talk about the community.
Sure, great.
You have the Park City locals who are excited about having a big corporation like Vail, but with that big corporation comes some concerns. So they're worried about traffic. They're worried about 22 days of heavy traffic in Breckenridge, and right now we have maybe one around Christmas. How are you guys going to be handling things like traffic and parking? Gosh, it's coming up, what, next week? Are we going to see anything new and different with parking and traffic?
Well, I think, we're going to be working closely, our folks here with the city and the county. Obviously, we all have, a huge responsibility to improve, right, the experience all the time. I'd say, the good thing with our company is, as I'm sure every local in Park City knows, Park City was growing and getting better and better every year. People from around the world wanting to come here long before Vail Resorts ever came. And a lot of that is actually because the town, the Main Street and the city itself. And that's one of the big draws. And so, skiing or not, right, this community here has created such a special place. That's what attracts everybody. And so now it's really up to, the whole community, and certainly us right there, with everyone to say, okay, well, what are the things we need to address? Obviously, one of the things we made an announcement on a couple of weeks ago was on employee housing. We said, look, we've got to really make a commitment that we go out to our communities and help in this effort. And we've already had some terrific dialogue with the city on, how we can work together and take our resources. So we feel very good about, what the future is. And every day we have to make things better. That's our job.
So how much of that $30 million is going to come to our community here in Park City?
I think we haven't, allocated that because, we're looking for which project can get done first, which project can have the most impact, where is the need the greatest. But our goal really is, in addition to obviously our funding, we obviously need to lease beds. And so we really feel like between, signing long-term leases with folks who are building, affordable housing projects, that can really get them off the ground. You do that, we invest some money, certainly use our land or our partner's land wherever we can. And we really feel like we can make a difference with that.
So have you signed leases already?
Signed leases? No. So, before we got here, neither Park City Mountain Resort nor Canyons really owned any employee housing. So, in Colorado, we have much, we had spent the last 10 or 15 years building employee housing. So we're a little bit, from our company's perspective, behind the eight ball, largely because of what we inherited. But it'll take, even if we could commit and agree to a project today, we probably won't be able to bring that up for a year or two. But, just because of the construction timelines, approval timelines, regulatory issues. But you've got to get going. We're all here for the long term, and we've got to constantly be making improvements that look out 3 to 5 years and make sure we're doing the right thing.
So Vail's here for the long term. Are you looking at any other ski properties in Utah? Anything look appealing to you?
we're always looking at potential new acquisitions, but it's mainly around what do we think our guests would want us to buy. That's how we drive it. It's not where we want to ski. It's not just to collect things. We really focus on what would make a difference. So for the person who's coming to Park City, they're going to buy an Epic Pass. Where else would they want to ski? And certainly, of course, that'll include resorts from everywhere. But we're pretty patient. Ski resorts are very unique. And you've got to really take your time, think of and make sure you're buying the right one in the right location. And we don't rush.
Until you buy the place, and then you rush and you get it done.
Well, it's true.
And you got all this done in a summer.
We did. And that's a huge tribute to Bill Rock, Brian, and the entire Park City team, Deirdre, Tom, Pettigrew, Jenna, Davey, Beth. I mean, all of them, Wendy. I mean, all of these folks really came together under what normally would be pretty trying circumstances, right? Combining two employee groups with different cultures, and to be able to come together and actually deliver, in one summer, as you just said, It's big. It's really big.
So the Epic Pass is a great price, but you go into Miner's Camp and you buy two beers and it's $17.43. What do you say about the high cost of food and rentals and everything else? Is that Vail making up for the lower cost of the pass?
No, not at all. I think one of the things I think people sometimes don't understand on the food side is, you know, we, a Miner's Camp that we're standing outside of, right, an incredibly beautiful restaurant. So to build Miner's Camp, right, we probably are paying construction costs that are four or five times as high as if we just built this restaurant on the bottom of the mountain. And then the cost to operate it, get all the employees up here, transport all the food out here, also way higher. And then we run it 4 months out of the year only, one meal a day. And so what I'd say is, you know, it's we for us actually, Miner's Camp is actually, we don't really, it's not a big profit moneymaker for us to build these restaurants. It's about making the overall experience better. And so what I'd say on Miner's Camp, what we want to do is, I think food, I've traveled all across the ski industry, food is expensive everywhere. But the question is, can you make the food good? And I'd say, you know, our direction to everybody is, look, we want, when you go into Miner's Camp, we want you to walk out and say, wow, that was amazing food. And I think we've already seen some of that. You know, folks from the community who have been pretty vocal about, yeah, it's maybe, you know, more expensive, but this food is so much better that it's like, this is the kind of experience that's worth having.
And how is the experience going to change? Because let's face it, Miner's Camp food, a lot of people are going to say, a lot better than Snow Hut food. So you're going to see an improvement in the quality of the food. What about the customer service?
Yeah, we are maniacal across our company and all of our resorts that guest service is what makes people come back. And staff friendliness is really at the top of the list about what drives people to recommend, you know, and so for us, like our employees, we have to deliver, the way we look at it is, our mission is to deliver an experience of a lifetime to our guests. But the way we do that is by delivering an experience of a lifetime to our employees. And so we've got to make sure that our employees are supported, they feel good, they have the tools they need, the equipment and maintenance around the mountain, so they can do their best with the guests.
So that leads us to the union. There was the vote today, earlier this week, and it was really, really close. What do you have to say to this ski patrol? Going forward, how's Vail going to be with the union? You don't have a union at any other resort, do you?
No, we don't. Although we did, we had a union in Keystone and in Breckenridge about 20 years ago. And both of those ultimately decided that, you know, they didn't need to be represented anymore. I would say, you know, we made it very clear to everybody, we wanted to bring this patrol together. We needed the Canyons and Park City folks to come together, to work together as an integrated team. And, you know, some people said, well, why didn't you just leave the Canyons patrol, you know, alone? And it's like, well, I would rather that the combined patrol is represented by a union than they were two separate organizations who wouldn't work together. You know, you think about guest safety, and now we're going to have folks going back and forth over the mountain. Much more important that that these folks are working together, whether there's a union or not. And I would say, in the end, you know, obviously the vote was very close, and we saw our role actually as, do we have a view maybe on whether a union could be helpful or not? We do, but honestly, that's less important than we had a sense that there were a lot of people who didn't want a union. So we feel like our job was, let's inform and educate everybody, treat everyone respectfully, professionally. I think we had, I actually look back over the last 4 or 5 weeks of what happened here, and boy, that was, you know, yeah, of course it's, you know, somewhat contentious and that there's a campaign and a vote. But the truth is, boy, everybody handled themselves so well, treated everyone well, but, not just our company, but the patrollers to each other. And I think now our, you know, message is, okay, there's a union, let's get back to work. And we got a big season ahead of us, and, you know, our job is, and their job is, to provide a safe, high-quality experience for everyone. And we want Park City Patrol to be the best patrol in the world. So, you know, we all have to get together to do that.
And Vail is not going to contest the vote, then, with the National Labor Board?
I had not even heard that.
Okay. We'd ask Bill that question on the air on Wednesday morning.
Yeah, I have no knowledge. I mean, I think
there's a window where you can.
No, I think there's, so at this point, I'm not aware of any reason to suggest that vote isn't final.
Okay. One last question. Paying for parking, is that something that's going to come our way?
I think that's, you know, certainly nothing that's in the works right now. I think, as you look forward, the truth is that, once again, you know, our company, you know, pay for parking is a little bit more about transit and moving cars around. A lot of our other resorts that have done it, yeah, you can make some money, but much more of it is about, you know, moving cars and transit and letting, you know, inspiring people to take public transit where it's available or shuttles. I think there's a large conversation with the community going on right now about how to improve transit. I'd say free parking, paid parking, new parking, all of that's really in that mix, but not something that's a priority for us right now.
Anything else you want to add?
I am super stoked. this is like one of those days, right? Like anyone, right? You go to work every day, and no matter what your job is, and not every day is unbelievable, even if you love your job, which I do. But there are some days that are truly magical, and today is one of those days.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you very much.